We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Donkey up the day.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Friday, March 10th goes to Stefania Santabria. She is a 50-year-old fifth grade math instructor. Listen to what I said, 50-year-old. Fifth grade math instructor. Math.
Math.
Okay, the area of knowledge that includes the topics of numbers, formulas, and related structures, shapes, and spaces. Okay, you know, 5 plus 5, 6 times 2, 8 divided by 4. We all know what math is. Mm-hmm. And when you're in fifth grade, those students, you know, they focused on adding, subtracting, multiplying, and dividing whole numbers, fractions, decimals. You know what I'm talking about, okay? Well, Stefania Santabria, the fifth grade math teacher, faces charges including strangulation in the second degree, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment in the first degree. How did we get to that equation? Okay, what plus what equals strangulation in the second degree, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment in the first degree? Well, let's go to ABC 7 New York for the report, please.
Okay, Liz, usually when we hear about chokeholds in the news, we're hearing about something that police are not supposed to do because it's dangerous. Well, in this case, a teacher who was working as a math coach is accused of putting a fifth grader in a chokehold. Now, this was supposed to be educational, a demonstration, but the school district says that student fainted.
Letting us know that a staff member there, a math coach, had rendered one of the students unconscious.
According to the police reports, it happened while teaching a group of fifth graders a defensive jiu-jitsu move and demonstrating on three of them. Someone alerted the school nurse.
The student regained consciousness, it says the reports, within seconds.
Any idea how it came to be that she was teaching them martial arts when she's a math coach?
You know, the investigation is still ongoing. We're not sure exactly why she decided to do that.
An investigation that resulted in an arrest a week later of 50-year-old Stefania Santabria at her home in Danbury. She's facing serious charges, strangulation, risk of injury to a minor, and reckless endangerment.
Ma'am. Ma'am, you're supposed to be a math teacher, not math hoffer.
Hello?
Okay? This is what I be trying to explain to my wife. I don't understand this new math at all, okay? Now, I'm all for teaching kids how to defend themselves, but I'm also all for everyone staying in their damn lane. If the class is math, if the subject is math, if you are indeed a math instructor, then why the hell are you teaching my child how to do a rear-naked chokehold? Okay, you're supposed to be teaching calculus, not the camel clutch. You're supposed to be teaching my child how to do fractions, not piggy four leg locks. Okay, this is the problem with the era we in. Everybody thinks they are an expert at everything. Nobody is actually in alignment with their actual purpose, okay? When you see a math teacher teaching kids how to do Ted DiBiase's Million Dollar Dream, then best believe the math ain't mathing. Now, we all parents in this room. Tamar, what do you do when your child comes home and says her math instructor put them in the crippler crossface?
Oh, pray for me. And somebody go get my bail. Oh, baby, it's going down. Yeah, I would have to have that math teacher teach me so I can teach her.
Mm.
Yeah.
MB, what about you?
Well, female teachers, they got to deal with Gia. I'm sure Gia will put her in the Brooklyn headlock somehow, some way. Knock her right out.
Gia put you in a chokehold before, right?
She did.
Yeah.
And I almost passed out. Like, I was tapping the side.
Really?
Yeah, so now we can't play flight anymore because she had me in a lock and I couldn't get out. And I was dying. It's not funny, though.
Dropping the clues bombs for Gia.
Don't you do it.
That's what I said.
Don't
right
stop
there.
The bomb.
That's a shame. Maybe can't beat nobody in this house. Not Gia, not Logan. Like, nobody Envy can take.
I can take Peyton. She won.
Okay.
Now, I will shoot this teacher a little bail. Maybe she's been seeing all these teachers online getting beat up by kids, so she was doing some preventative measures. She just had to let these little kids know that she knows a little something-something just in case one of them get too sporty. Okay, sometimes you got to show people your strength so they know not to play with you. But here's the thing, Miss Math Instructor. When playing with other people's kids, or should I say when causing harm to other people's children, you need to ask yourself one simple question. Why is the math book sad? I repeat, why is the math book sad? Because it has too many problems. And that's exactly what you're going to have and deserve to have, putting other people's kids in the cobra clutch. Okay, please give Stefania Santabria the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Mm. 50 years old, big age of 50. Still making choices like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, yes, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. This conversation came
Friday?
From...
We might as well do it. Let's do it.
All right. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
All right. Freaky Friday question is. All right. So, can you say that another man is sexy? That's where the question comes from.
Sexy?
Yes, okay. Sexy. All right.
Can a man say another man is sexy?
And how do women look at a man if a man says another man is sexy? Now, this comes yesterday. We were behind the scenes
you can't
yesterday.
Say attractive?
You said sexy,
you
bro.
You should feel attacked.
I didn't say that.
That came from two places. That. One, this audio right here.
Charlamagne, I think, kind of have a. He seemed like a. He
a troll.
A little bit. He seemed like a. He have a kind of a womanly look. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Dude, you tell me Charlamagne ain't fine, bro? Come on, dog. Oh, you put him in a wig, dog. Some basketball player is going to fuck him.
That's Theo Vaughn. All I hear is Theo Vaughn preaching.
All right.
I don't know why y'all trying to discourage people from telling the pure unadulterated truth out in this world.
And yesterday after the show, we were talking about Michael B. Jordan. We were talking about Jonathan Majors, and Charlamagne was like, "Yeah, they're sexy."
That is
like,
not what I said. What I said was people just need to come. Men need to just come to the term. What was I saying? Men need to just understand that women find these brothers sexy. That's what I said. Okay.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
There's three people who said that you had said, that these men were sexy.
And if I did say that, I'm sure I was just being funny in the room.
No,
but I understand Michael B. Jordan. I mean, he has a spirit over him. So I understand.
What that mean?
He has that sexy, he got a strong sexy spirit.
A strong spirit of sexy.
So we're asking 800.
A strong spirit 585.
1051.
That's what be making men jealous right there when women talk about other men like that. That's what you would love to hear about yourself.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You
he
got
does.
A strong I spirit do.
My
of
wife,
sexy
my
over
wife
you.
Tells me that all
she
the time.
Count.
Yes.
She don't count. You hear that all the time. You've been hearing that for years.
All right. Do we have audio?
If you trust me enough to let me put my lips on your
no, you're not.
I'm going to grip like a pit bull. I'm not fishy, but I'm
I don't know what this is.
Well, that's audio of Charlamagne talking about other men. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Wait.
Wow. I have no idea what
I was not ready.
I was not ready either.
I wasn't ready either.
Can we hear that again? Play that again.
If you trust me enough to let me put my lips on your
No, you're not.
I'm going to grip like a pit bull. I'm not f***ing sheep. I'm a man first. I don't even know what that is.
We have explained it. I don't. That's you?
Damn,
that's
should I take my veneers off? I don't want to spit on the mic during this one.
Wait.
So you have a history of this. That's what
of
we're saying.
Of course I do.
Okay.
That's me.
All right. 800-585-1051. The question is, again, men, can you call another man sexy or
why
attractive?
Why I got to be sexy, though? Yes, you can call it. Yes, you can say that man is attractive.
Attractive is not sexy. That's two different words.
Yeah, because sexy is a sexual attraction. Yeah. So that's different. If you say, yeah, that's a good-looking brother right there, you can do that. Why can't you do that?
Let's talk about it when we come back. And ladies, if your man says another man is sexy humans. Or another man is attractive, is that okay with you?
Y'all are some crazy humans, yo. You can't look at another brother and be like, that's a good-looking brother right there. Or even some brothers could inspire you. You should look at Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors and want to do a push-up or two. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
But do you think they're sexy?
Do you?
I asked you.
I don't know. I'm not sexually attracted to them. This guy is
not
crazy.
You first.
Do you tell me first. You first.
Wow.
This is getting
it's
awkward.
Interesting at the Breakfast Club, child.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.